It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, October 20th, 2014. Today is the birthday of Hungarian-American actor Bela Lugosi, born in 1882 in Lugosi, in Transylvania, in the Kingdom of Hungary. His real name was Bela Blaszko, and he was the son of a banker. He dropped out of school at 12, and by the time he was 18, he was a fledgling actor, appearing in small parts in regional theaters. Before long, he had built a repertoire that even included Shakespeare. By this time, Bela Blaszko had become Bela Lugosi, taking his stage name from Lugosi, the town of his birth. He moved to Budapest in 1911 and became a featured player with the National Theater. During World War I, he served in the Austro-Hungarian Army and rose to the rank of captain. Wounded in action on the Russian front, he returned to acting at the end of the war. Forced to flee Hungary during the revolution there in 1919, he emigrated first to Vienna and later to Berlin, where he continued to act. Eventually, he came to the United States, arriving in New Orleans in 1920. Before long, he was in New York, where he found work as an actor both on the stage and in silent films. In 1927, he was cast in the Broadway adaptation of Bram Stoker's horror tale Dracula. Lugosi's striking appearance and Eastern European accent gave a whole new dimension to Stoker's character. Lugosi's vampire count was sinister, to be sure, but he was also handsome, charismatic, and irresistibly seductive. The Hungarian actor's interpretation set the standard for the scores of other actors who have played the role in the last 80 years. His Broadway run was a solid hit, 261 performances, and was followed by a successful year-long national tour. When Universal Studios decided to bring Dracula to the screen in 1931, Lugosi was the natural choice to play the title role. The film created a sensation, but it forever linked Lugosi with his character. Despite his success, he was discouraged by his inability to find work in other types of films, and he was continually in the shadow of such actors as Boris Karloff and Peter Lorre, both of whom were able to play against type in ways that Lugosi could not. To his frustration, he was increasingly restricted to minor parts and was employed by Universal principally for the sake of his name on its movie posters. As his career began its long descent into growing obscurity, his health also became a matter of concern. Injuries in the war had left the actor with sciatic neuritis. The standard treatment for the pain at the time was morphine, and Lugosi became addicted to the drug to a degree which often rendered him unable to work before seeking treatment. Late in his life, filmmaker Ed Wood, who had always admired Lugosi, developed projects which would have returned him to the screen with star billing. But he died of a heart attack on August 16, 1956, at age 73, before most of these plans came to fruition. Playing his signature role to the very last, Lugosi was buried in Holy Cross Cemetery in Culver City, California, wrapped in one of his Dracula capes. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 20th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.